You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy-to-learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode. What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On today's episode, we have Vance Fundura. What's going on, bro?
What's up, my man? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, brother. We are sitting in Coral Gables right now, Miami.
Yeah, we're in Coral Gables, Miami.
This has been a long time coming, man.
Absolutely. I'm glad you reached out.
Bro, you travel every week. It's like really difficult to catch you.
10 to 15 flights a month. Stop, like Drake said.
Yeah, you were telling us some crazy stories now before we started the podcast, but why don't you just introduce us to who you are so everybody knows why we have you on the podcast.
Well, first and foremost, shout out to the podcast team for reaching out and having me on the show. But my name is Vance Fundura. I'm a best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, real estate investor, marketing strategist, you know, consulting. I hold, you know, many titles, but I like to, you know, at the end of every day, I like to think of myself as a go-getter.
Okay. I like that. So what's going on right now? Because you told me, you know, a few minutes ago before we started the podcast that you've been doing this since high school. Yeah. You're a marketer. At the heart of everything you just mentioned, you're a businessman who builds businesses through branding and marketing, and they make money.
Absolutely. So in high school pretty much started for me is when I wanted to go out for lunch, I realized, okay, great. I have to have money to go out for lunch. I don't want to have cafeteria food. I want to go to Chick-fil-A to have lunch, but that costs money. Yeah. So how do I get money? And in high school, I was buying and selling sneakers, you know, Jordans, Nikes, all sorts of shoes, you know, buying, you know, camping out of Foot Locker and, you know, buying the shoes and reselling them a couple of days later. And then from there, kind of just progressing, you know, I said, how can I help more businesses do the same thing? How can I help them make more money? How can I help them use social media? It was all right at the time. I graduated high school in, you know, 2015. Okay. So social media was fairly new then. And I knew that for myself, all my friends were on it. You know, we hopped on Instagram, we hopped on Facebook, you know, talking shit to each other, hanging out, you know, sending each other memes, all sorts of stuff. And I knew that not everyone knew how to use it the way that we did. We were more excited to use it because it was a new platform for us. We grew up with our phones. So I know for business owners, I knew for sure that they struggled with it. I had no idea how to monetize it then. I had no idea how to pitch myself then. I had no idea how to even market myself then. The only thing I knew was I knew how to do something that somebody else did.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've had several, this is episode, probably going to be between episode 49 and 50. And most of the people that I've talked to, whether it's on the podcast or conversations off the podcast, one of the common denominators I keep finding is that most of these people sold stuff in elementary, middle, or high school, meaning their business career, their entrepreneurial spirit got like ignited during that time. Yeah, I remember I could relate to that because in high school I was using Instagram.
Yeah.
During high school, I would sell ultra tickets on Instagram. I would sell necklaces. If you go back on my Instagram right now, you'll see me flipping shit, like flipping cars or flipping like ultra tickets in high school because I realized the power of the platform back then. And it was funny because I had the same thing. Like I would go to the cafeteria and I wanted to ball out. And it was expensive, you know. I needed to help my parents out. I mean, they paid for an expensive school. I went to a private school. Yeah. But when it came down to it, they spent most of their money on that school. So I had to be conscious of, you know, how money was spent, how much I was spending during lunch. So my parents always encouraged my entrepreneurial abilities. So I would go and buy, like, accessories, bracelets, necklaces, different things like that. And I would just flip them in class. So it's really cool to hear that you did that. We recently had Lee from MPH Club on the podcast, the founder of MPH Club. And he used to sell candy out of his backpack. And I think it was middle school or high school.
Yeah, I did that. Man, I kid you not. Like anything that you could sell, obviously, you know, legal stuff.
Within reason.
Anything you could sell, I sold. I sold candy in middle school, but where I saw like myself making hundreds of dollars per week, I remember one particular time, I won a raffle ticket to get a pair of Dornbrecher 8s, a pair of Jordans. The retail was $195, you know, it was $215 after tax. I walked out of the store and a guy said, I'll give you $800 for the shoes right now. But, I said, they're yours.
Yeah.
They're yours. Just show me the cash.
Yeah.
Make sure it's legit. But, you know, I started making hundreds of dollars of doing it at that point. And, you know, around my high school, I began, you know, I've created a name for myself. It's like, yo, you always have money. You always have money. You know, lunch is on you today, right? Lunch is on you today. I'm like, sure, you know. But
sure.
Yeah, I'm like, sure, let's do it. Like, you know, I didn't have any responsibilities. I had no overhead. You know,
you're learning too.
Yeah, I was learning, you know, rent's free. Only thing I had to do was show up to school, you know, make sure I did what I was supposed to do in the classroom. Anything outside of school I wanted to do was, you know, that obviously didn't get me into trouble. I was, you know, doing.
So why marketing?
It's the easiest, in my opinion. It doesn't require a lot of expertise. Now, granted, in any industry, you have to, you know, build your expertise. But in terms of barriers to entry,
yes.
My 8-year-old niece, I don't need to give her a book on how to use Instagram. She can get on and literally see what she's supposed to do. Okay, great. I share things that I want to share.
Probably doing better than you.
literally. Every time I'm home in tech, she's like, create a TikTok. I'm like, I've never even created I've created one TikTok video. I don't even know how I did it. But she's showing me things. And I'm like, yo, like, I literally can take you to some of my meetings and you can show other business owners how to record a TikTok video.
Yeah.
So I saw it as it's low cost. You know, it's not, the barriers to entry are really, really low, which meaning that only thing I need to know how to do is use this and I could pitch it to someone else to take that problem off of their hands. Hey, you have no idea the type of content you should be posting. You have no idea how to use the platform, you know. As you know, YouTube content is different than, you know, Twitter or Facebook or Instagram content. So how do you, you know, transition platforms? How do you create content specific to each platform? And so over the years, when I went into college in 2016, I went to Texas Tech. Over the years at Texas Tech, this is what I was doing.
Okay. So you're going to school, you were going to school for marketing?
No, I was going, I originally entered school to be an engineer. I said, if I'm going to pay thousands of dollars to go to school,
I'm gonna make a shitload of money.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not gonna go to class, you know. And this is no disrespect to any other, you know, degree, but in my opinion, I'm like, if I'm gonna go to school and spend the amount of time and money and energy that I'm gonna spend there, it's gonna be for something that I know for a fact, without certainty, that there is a demand for in the world,
and that you're gonna like.
Yeah.
Because I mean, my first goal as a career, I was always a businessman, but I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to help people. I wanted to be a surgeon. Maybe it was influenced by my dad, maybe not. But I always wanted, I felt like I wanted to save lives in one way or another. And medicine wasn't for me. You know, I started my bio degree and I was just like, what's going on here? Like, while I'm doing this, I'm building a business and then I'm talking to my mom and my mom is like advising me and telling me, she's like, it looks like you're a businessman. Like, you sure you want to be a doctor? You sure you want to go to school for 10 years? And be a doctor and do it. If you want to do it, then do it. But if you don't and you're absolutely sure that you love something else, then have an open mind. And I think a lot of young people, when they go to college or when they start thinking about like building their career, they start thinking with money. And money's important. You know, we want money. Yeah. But what if you go to school for 5-10 years and then you fucking hate your job? Then what? And then you have a bunch of student loans. And then what? You could start over. Yeah. Anyone can start over whenever, no matter how old you are. But do you really want to do that? It's good to really take the time and think, why am I choosing this career path or this life path? Is it because I feel like I'm going to make a certain amount of money? Because when I started my marketing agency on Instagram, yeah, the people were like, Instagram, you get me? Who would have ever thought that you could hit 6-7 figures a month in revenue as a marketing agency? Nobody, right?
Literally, I agree with
you. But you can, from a laptop. I'm sitting in your house right now on a laptop. This laptop has gone around the world, the United States, and so have the microphones that are in front of us. It's perfectly doable to do what I do, to do what we do, because when I met you, you told me you did marketing.
Yep.
Right? We both do marketing. We both travel. We both go to events. We both are able to make money from our laptop. And not only that, we're able to make money for other people, help other people, and make a difference in people's lives. Yep. So what I encourage people to do is just like stop thinking with money, because money's going to come regardless. I talk about it often. If you notice, Somehow you always figure it out every month, right? Every month, everybody figures it out one way or another. So the money and the opportunities are not the issue. The issue is you understanding what you're getting yourself into, what you're putting yourself into debt for, and if you really actually want to do something like that.
I absolutely agree. And that's like with all the you know, friends from back home, you know, people that I went to elementary school, high school, college with that are coming to me for advice, coming to me for guidance, you know, mentorships. What I'm telling them is like, you have to think with an end goal in mind. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Yeah. If it's to get paid, you know, be blunt with yourself. Hey, I'm doing this to make money. Yeah. If you're saying, hey, I want to do this because it's my passion, then, you know, go after something that's your passion. Personally, for me, I said, okay, great. If I can do something that I enjoy and also get paid, that's a double win.
Yep.
Now, I love basketball. I love soccer. I love football. I love all these sports. But I understand at the end of the day, those sports aren't going to pay my bills. So for me, I said, okay, great. What can I do temporarily that I may not be as happy as with, but I'm not complaining about it. It's completely comfortable. I love traveling, but when I'm taking 10 to 15 flights per month,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Absolutely exhausting. On
your recovery, yep.
Absolutely. I'm in hotels. I'm in planes, airport security. I'm beat, but at the end of the day, I know that, hey, this is a temporary thing that I'm doing for the long-term, you know, freedom that I want. And long-term, you know, that's where I'm building my foundation.
Yeah.
That's where I'm building relationships in other countries with other organizations to do, you know, future things that I have planned. But the advice that I'm giving is like, hey, if you're going to do what you love, go for it. If you're going to do something that gets you paid, go for it. But don't be delusional with yourself on what you're doing.
Correct. Because it's okay to stack up for a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's okay to stack up and say, all right, I'm going to bust my ass for, let's say, a few months or a few years, and then I'm going to start my venture. But it's not good to let your life be that. Because what have we learned specifically what's going on in our world right now, 2020, with the pandemic, is that things can change instantly. Your whole life
overnight.
Can change instantly.
Overnight.
So there's
a hurricane happening right now.
I guess. We don't know. Floridians, there could be like 20 hurricanes in the way. We don't even know. but I mean, the world, man. The world could change so fast. Like, you could be alive today and dead tomorrow, man. Like, don't not do what you want to do. Even if it's putting an hour a day, 30 minutes a day into something you're passionate about. Maybe writing that book that you've been wanting to write. Maybe studying that program that you've been wanting to study. Maybe learning from a mentor that you've been wanting to learn from. But it's not all about busting your ass 14 to 16 hours a day and then having absolutely no life. And that was my life for many years. Specifically, when I was around like 22, 23 years old, I would wake up like 6 in the morning and I would get back home like at midnight. And it was just a very unhealthy lifestyle for me because it was work until I get burnt out, because that means that I work the hardest. And that was a mistake for me. I learned a lot of things throughout that process, through the traveling process, through tracking my recovery, my sleep. Like you mentioned, when you travel 12, 13 days a month, that takes a toll on your body. That takes a toll on your heart rate variability, on your resting heart rate, on how you recover. Like I track all that shit on a Whoop band. Because we travel often, specifically Michelle, I, Kevin, Gio from the team. Like, we're always on the go. And we notice that when we get back from trips, we're really burnt out. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Burnt out all the time.
All the time.
All the time. But that's why, you know, it's the invoice that I have to pay right now. As you know, it's the invoice you have to pay right now. If you want to, you know, go get in front of someone, you have to go put yourself in front of them. And that's where you have to make sure that you're eating right. You're you know, getting good night's rest. And you're getting exercise.
Yeah.
So I try to incorporate those things every morning. For the past 5 years, I've woken up every morning at the same exact time. I woke up every morning at 6 o'clock.
Consistency. That's great.
I go to bed every day at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, we have people over here at the house all the time. You know, guys want to go out, you know, want to do this. I'm like, I have to go to sleep because I know tomorrow morning I'm going to, like, you know, that. Yeah, I know tomorrow morning I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if I don't get the rest, it's going to, you know, impact my day.
How many hours are you sleeping?
I'm sleeping 5 to 7 hours.
Okay, that's great.
But I'm not, like, when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm not tired at all. I feel well rested. Every morning, I get up, I grab the bike, I go ride around the neighborhood. Every single morning.
Okay, I like that. Because one of the things that I track on the Whoop band is, it tells you, go to sleep around the same time every night, wake up around the same time every day, so you can be consistent, your body can get used to it. First of all, that helps your health overall. Second of all, you're waking up at the same time, you're grabbing your bike, you're exercising, and you're getting sun. That helps your heart rate variability. People don't get sun. Sun is very important for us as humans.
A lot of people don't exercise.
That's a problem I have. Because I get too lazy, or I got too much shit to do, or I got to do this and got to do that. But if you repeat the successful habits that many of the people that have been on this podcast have, or many of the people that you'll read about and look for, a lot of them aren't rocket science. They're just discipline. And it's hard extreme to be disciplined.
Extreme discipline is what they're doing. And once I was 15 at the time when I discovered, you know, a bunch of the big entrepreneurs that we all follow, I realized they just had a lot of discipline. How do I replicate that? And for myself, I said, I have to care about something enough to follow through with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that, hey, you know, there's this disease, or, you know, there's, you know, this cause for that. How do I prevent those things? Okay, I need to make sure that I'm putting good things in my body. I need to make sure I'm taking care of my body. I only get one. You know, I could lose $100. I can get another $100 back. I can get a Benjamin back and forth. I get one body. So I have to take care of it.
Yeah, one Vance.
Yeah, yeah. It's one Vance. I have to take care of it. So, you know, I have to make sure, okay, great. You know, what do I need to be eating? How much do I need to be intaking? You know, how much water do I need to be drinking? You know, how much time do I need to be spending on the phone? All those things. Like, I monitor every single thing that I do down to a T. Like literally down to a T. If I'm not monitoring it, it means I can't track performance. If I can't track performance, I don't know if I'm getting better or worse.
Yeah, it's true. Otherwise, you're just running in circles.
You're running in circles.
Yeah.
Running in circles. So every day I'm like, okay, great. You know, how much was I on my phone today? Did I actually get things done, or was I just fucking scrolling on Instagram?
Yeah, tends to happen. You fall in that rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, great. You know, I rode the bike today. I did this today. I made all the important calls happen today. What else I need to do today? You know, how do I maximize productivity in a single, 15, 16 hours and I'm awake and get the most out of the day without exhausting myself. Now, exhaustion is just going to happen just because it's natural. You know, it's natural. It's natural. But there are things that you can do to maintain the intensity that you work at and the intensity that I work at. In order for me to maintain that, I have to get the sleep that I need.
Yeah.
Every
night. It's non-negotiable.
It's non-negotiable.
It's non-negotiable because then you're not going to be cognitively there. Yeah. And you're gonna be foggy. You're gonna make certain decisions that you're then gonna be like, why did I even do that? Or how did I? Does it happen to you where you're like, you look back at something and you're like, how did I even say that or do that? Or
yep, all the time.
And it's just because you're just in a loop and you're burnt and you're foggy and it's just like, dude, if you really give yourself a moment, it's okay. The world's not gonna fall apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could fall apart.
100%. That's where I'm like, that type of awareness allows me to continue to operate at the level that I operate at. It's a very, very, very high level, you know, dealing with, you know, multiple six figure companies. And in order to maintain that level, I have to know what I'm doing. I have to know what I can take. I have to know what I have to delegate. I have to know what I can handle. And I can't do everything alone. That's one thing that I really learned over the past 3 years. You know, I'm 23 now, and I would say that I've made a lot more money than other 23-year-olds. Yeah. But I'd say at the same time, I don't have the same habits as other 23-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of other 23-year-olds or, you know, 21-year-olds or, you know, whatever the age is that can say, hey, for the past 5 years, I've done one thing every single day, whether it's write goals down, you know, whether it's workout, whether it's drink a bottle of water. What have you done consistently for that period of time to show that you can actually follow through with something?
Yeah, to show yourself, not only to show other people, but to yourself, because that's ultimately what matters.
Hey. I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about this, I wanted to see if you do this. I started doing that this week because it happens to me a lot where, like, I'll have a crazy day, right?
Yeah.
And by crazy day, I mean like a lot of things going on. Like right now we have the podcast, and then after we have to serve clients, onboard clients, do things that are related to our business, right? But sometimes I feel extremely overwhelmed towards the end of the day because I feel like I didn't do enough. I'm like, ugh. I didn't do enough. I wasn't productive today. And I keep putting those thoughts into my mind. And I've done two things for that. One of the things that I've done for that is during my day, it's a non-negotiable. The most difficult task or the most time-intensive task for me or the most labor-intensive task for me, I booked them in the morning to make sure that in the afternoon it's time for me to wind down and prepare for the night. Second of all, I've started writing down my goals my accomplishments for the day at the end of the day, because I don't realize how much I do throughout the day. I could influence hundreds of thousands of dollars in business in one day, or create a podcast that could get tens of thousands of streams, or just do all of these things that could implement so much. But then at the end of the day, I just feel like I didn't get anything done. I'm like, I didn't do enough. I could have done more. And I really started doing it recently, is just write down, what did I accomplish today? And you'd be surprised how much you accomplish in one day, and you'll be grateful to yourself. There'll be a lot of gratitude towards yourself, because you'll be like, wow, I really got a lot of things done. And it's just me telling myself that I'm not doing enough. And that's a mental health thing that people really need to look out for. Like, always feeling like you're not doing enough. Sometimes you are doing enough. You're doing more than enough. And you just got to chill on that for things, let things 100%, pan out.
100%. And another thing, you know, which you reminded me, that's another thing I've done for the past 5 years. Every morning I write down my goals. I write down what I have to do today.
Yeah.
In the evening, okay, great. Did I get it done every single day?
I'll say, I don't do it in the morning. I should.
See, and the only reason I do it in the morning is I know how hectic my day can get. So when I'm going throughout the day, I'm like, hey, how do I prioritize stuff? You know, I'm in the car. I have to send an invoice out. I'm in the car. I have to get on the phone. So I got to figure out, I have figured out how I prioritize my day, and that's, you know, the same way you go about it. You know, highest priority things in the day or the most time consuming things in the day go first.
Yeah.
Go first.
So it could burn me out, and then after that I know I got it out of the way and I don't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, if I'm looking back at the day and I'm saying I didn't get enough done a day, how I go about it is if I feel like that for 2 weeks straight, it means I need to hire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It's ready to outsource or ready to delegate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we booked this podcast at this time. It's 11 a.m. Eastern in Miami right now. Well, it's a busy morning for us, but I didn't want to be burnt out having this conversation with you. I didn't want this to be a 4 or 5 p.m. after I had 50 fucking phone calls and I'm over it. And I'm starting to wind down. And right now we're energetic. We're good. You know, Goose is here. Michelle's here. Everybody's here. Everybody's ready to rock. And how many rooms did you say are in this house?
5 or 6. I forget.
5 or 6 rooms?
I forget.
I love that, man.
I think there's... Don't
know. So you're you're surrounding yourself with people who are making moves, and let's talk about network, because you're here with a lot of great people.
Man, I have a massive network.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I guess so. Something that recently happened. I'm involved in a massive deal right now with a buddy of mine that lives out in Vegas, and if it weren't for him, the opportunity that I have now literally would not exist. He put the opportunity in my lap, and he said, Vance, This is the golden opportunity. You literally have to capitalize. And that opportunity will literally change everything for me. But if it wasn't for that individual, among others I know, you know, a lot of the things that I've been able to create, a lot of the places that I've been able to go, a lot of the people that I've been able to meet literally would not exist without my network, which is why I always try to, you know, maintain a good relationship with everyone that I come across.
Would you say that you're an extrovert? Are you an introvert?
I would say that I'm introverted when it comes to how I process my own emotions, when it comes to how I process how I go at things.
Uh-huh.
I'm an extrovert when it comes to getting things done.
I see.
So if I need to show up and be the most energetic person in the room to get a goal accomplished, I can flip a switch like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to me being, you know, in my office and in my HQ and my headquarters, you know, grinding out on the phones, I'm like, I'm zoned in. I'm dialed in. You know, I'm not. Everything outside of me is everything outside of me. I have no control. I have no involvement. I have no say-so. So I'd say I'm both.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm a hybrid because, you know, we're talking on the podcast now. I speak on stages at different events. I meet with different people. I do different stuff. And I could flip the switch, right? But there's always the time where, like, right before, like, you know, like, I get nervous or, like, get really excited for it. And then, like, my nerves get really tense.
Happens to me all the time.
Before every podcast too, like, we know each other, we're cool, but before every podcast I'm like, all right, like, you know, people are going to listen to this, and we want people to be able to learn from it, and we want to be able to share the right experiences. So it's a responsibility. You're putting information out there, educating others and sharing your experiences. It's a lot. But then again, sometimes, like, I'll be publicly somewhere and there will be a lot of people and you just see me quiet, like, and I'm just thinking in my thoughts. And And maybe it's not even that I don't want to talk to people, but, you know, I catch myself all the time drifting away in thought. So, like, let's say, remember when we went to dinner with, like, Chris and and Michelle and everybody here in Miami, like, even at moments like that where we're all sitting there eating and having dinner, like, I'll just catch myself just like, oh, what if I did this? Or and it's not that I'm introverted or maybe not want to talk to somebody, but I'm really in my thoughts sometimes.
I think the level that each of us operate at and a lot of the, you know, mutual context that we have is that we're always day and night, no matter what time of the day it is, no matter what time of the night it is, we're always trying to think of the next level, and it's constant. It's constant motion mentally. It's like, okay, great. How do I do this? How do I move faster? How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? And the only way is strategy. How do I strategize? How do I hire? How do I expand? How do I do this? How do I meet this goal? How do I meet this objective? So it's, you know, it's a computer system that literally never turns off.
Do you, one thing I started doing recently that Jeremy's, that's been telling us to do a lot, Jeremy Haynes, is, like, thinking time. So just literally sit down with no phone, no nothing, and just sit down with a paper or a notebook and a pen in front of you and just draw what you want. What do you want? What are you trying to do? What problems do you have? What bottlenecks do you have? Who can solve that bottleneck? Who could clear that bottleneck? Who could solve that problem for you? Who can you bring in? Who are advisors that have mentioned something before? And man, you'd be surprised how much shit you could figure out when you just disconnect from your phone, disconnect from your laptop, even disconnect from your regular thoughts and just put shit on paper. It's very, very, very strong.
See, that's what I do on my bike ride in the morning, because I don't take my phone with me, or sometimes I'll do just to, you know, keep track of time. Uh-huh. But when I'm riding that bike in the morning, I'm passing by the palm trees, I'm passing by the golf course, it's like I'm present. I'm okay, okay, you know, what do I need to do today?
Yeah, you're human.
I'm human. You're not I'm a human robot. Again. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what do I need to do today? You know, what do I want to do this year? You know, what's important to me? How do I actually make this happen? How do I solve this problem, this personal problem I've been having? How do I solve this business problem that I've been having? But that's my time that I do that. And it's the most, I think for myself, the most connecting time I actually have with myself.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen at any other point in time in the day.
Yeah. I get that same thing, but when I meditate, I'll sit there and I'll meditate for like half an hour and I'll just drift off into another fucking galaxy. I don't even know where I go, man. But I just, when I come back, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because constantly my mind is on a loop, especially when I'm going to go to sleep. I was talking about this like 2 days ago with Charles Nader. He's the CEO of Doc.com. We had him on the podcast a few months ago. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker is like in 30, he's operating in 30 countries right now, I believe. Like 30 countries, 37 states in the United States. He's on the cover of Forbes. The dude is, but he's a great guy. Like he's a guy like you and me, and he's like really humble dude and down to earth and down to the core. And you know, the other day he's like, yeah, we expanded into all these states and all this stuff. And he was excited to tell me because we're friends and I've seen him through a lot of the growth.
Yeah.
And I told him, I'm like, bro, but like, are you resting? Like, are you okay? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of us are doing, I know what you mean.
A lot of us are doing really cool shit. And are like, oh my God, people are like, oh my God, that's so cool they're doing that. But like, are you okay though? Like, is anybody asking you if you're okay? Right? Because at night when you're sitting there and your thoughts are racing, he was telling me, sometimes I'm just sitting there and my mind is going and going and going. Same thing with Jason Stone, like Millionaire Mentor, one of my buddies. You know, one day, like last year, we were at a restaurant, we're eating, and he's just like drifting off. I'm like, you're thinking about a bunch of shit, aren't you? He's like, yeah, bro. And it's like, how do you turn that off? And you turn that off writing it down. You turn that off meditating. You turn that off sometimes also talking to other people, because entrepreneurship is lonely, bro. Like there's things, Vance, in your business that you can't tell everybody, bro.
100%.
You got to have somebody, your mother, your dad, your cousin, somebody that you could trust, a notebook that you could write into, something. But you got to get your thoughts out there. Otherwise, they'll just be on that constant loop. And like, for example, these past few weeks have been really big for our agency because we've been really scaling. We've been signing on new clients. We've been doing a bunch of great shit. But I've noticed that I haven't slept well in a week. So what's the point of all this money that's coming in if I'm not fucking sleeping? I told you towards the beginning of the episode, I'm tracking my sleep on the Whoop Band. If I open up my Whoop Band right now, if I open the app and I show you my sleep during the last few days versus how much business has grown, look at this. You guys aren't watching right now. You guys aren't able to see, but I'm showing Vance my recovery over the last few days. Green means I've been good and that my heart is in a good place. The 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, yesterday completely burnt out. Today, barely recovering. So business is a blessing. Money is a blessing. Expansion is a blessing, but it comes at a cost. And the people that aren't tracking their health, they don't notice. There's a lot of money in your bank or there's very little money in your bank. Your health is still a variable in all of this.
Absolutely, 100%. And that's the conversation that I have with so many individuals. I'm like, hey, you only have so much bandwidth, bro.
Yeah.
You literally only have so much bandwidth. Figure out what you can handle and then figure out what you have to, you know, what you literally have to take off of your plate, because it's just too much until you get to that point. Because you, at the end of the day, no matter how mentally, you know, stable anyone says that they are, stress is inevitable. You know, animals experience stress. We as humans experience stress. And it's just because we are in a situation or we are in a position in life in which there's much more than we can handle. And if you don't figure out how to get rid of that or how to handle that soon enough, it will literally eat you inside out.
Yeah, it will. It'll take a big toll. One of our business partners recently had a few difficult moments in business where some really crazy life-changing opportunities. And like I said, we track our health. We track all of our metrics. We take care of each other as a team. We're all on the same team, so we follow each other's recovery and everything. And bro, he had a really rough 2 days in business, and his heart went to shit. I'm talking about it affected his heart probably like a 35-40% than usual in the skips in between each heartbeat because of the stress of the business. how many people are going through this right now and have no clue? And then you see a lot of people like get strokes at a young age, or Bell's palsy, or lupus, or all of these things that we're not even aware of because maybe we're healthy and we think that we're always going to be fine, but it's not always going to be like that if you don't take care of yourself. And people would always tell me that, and I thought it was bullshit. Whatever. Everybody says the same thing until it happens.
Absolutely. And one way that I cope with all of that shit is internally, I look at what I can and cannot control. What I can't control is my outlook on life. So I think if more people focus on what they can control, I can control, hey, me getting up at a certain, I can control making my bed. I can't control somebody coming and screaming in my face. So therefore, I have to limit, hey, I had no control over that. It should not, it should not affect me as much as it is, because I had absolutely no control over that. If I'm at a stoplight and someone rams into the back of my car, I could be pissed, but I'm like, yo, like, what's the point? I had no control. There's nothing I could have done.
Yeah, and even if you had control, you learn, then don't be pissed about it.
Yeah.
Right?
So now I operate like, hey, if I don't have any control, there's nothing for me to get upset about.
Have you read The Four Agreements?
I haven't.
Okay, The Four Agreements talks about that. It also talks about, like, for example, let's say I say something that upsets you right now, right? Most of the reason I'm telling you it is maybe because I'm projecting, and it has nothing to do with you, right? But if you decide to drink the poison or take the poison home with you, it's on you. Yep. 'Cause it could easily just slide off and not make a difference in your life. Just like a compliment, just like something bad. Like, we've had a lot of great achievements this week as a team, and several people have asked me, how do you feel? And I try to feel as normal as possible, because I don't want to get extremely overexcited over a crazy accomplishment, and I don't want to get extremely sad over a mishap or a roadblock or something. I want to keep a level mind, because as long as you make decisions where you have a cool mind, you're going to be in a good place. Because when you make decisions when you're too happy, you may tend to overcommit or overcompromise. Absolutely. And when you're upset, absolutely, you might ruin your entire life.
You made a great point, you know, trying to stay level-headed all the time. Because when you're thinking with too much emotion, or you're thinking with, you know, too many things, you know, on your mind, you can't make the best decision. No. You can't make the best decision. So
it's biased.
Yeah, it's biased. And the reality of it is the moment that you're aware of you're making biased decisions, that's the moment that you can actually change. Most people don't even think they're making biased decisions. Like, hey, every decision you're making is because of how you feel about this that you had absolutely no control over.
Or how you've been framed, or the values things that have been instilled in you since you grew up.
Literally. So I try to operate the same way, to where, hey, how do I make the most effective decision at a level head?
Yeah.
This is an impacting decision. This is not influencing the decision. This decision is solely based on reasoning, logic, and it makes sense.
Yeah. I like that. So, Vance, where can we follow you, man? Where can people check you out and see all the work you do?
Vance Fandora on every platform. On TikTok, on Snapchat, on Facebook, on YouTube, on every platform.
You recently got verified.
Yeah, I recently got verified. That's on nice. Facebook and Instagram.
On both?
On both.
I got the Facebook I verified, but not the IG. Nah, we're waiting on that one. I've been verified on Facebook for like 2 years. I don't even use it.
I don't use Facebook. I don't use Facebook all that much, but I know now, with everything that I'm working on, building my foundation, building my real estate company, building my marketing company, I have to get really loud. Really, really, really loud. But yeah, you guys can find me on everything. If anyone is interested, or if anyone wants someone to talk to, like you said, you know, just having a avenue of letting out. Or if anyone's, you know, saying that they don't feel themselves, or if anyone just needs someone, you know, to talk to, reach out to me. I have hundreds of conversations per day with friends that are just saying, like, hey, I'm down right now. Yeah, hey, awesome, you know, I need help with this right now. Or, hey, I feel like I have no one to talk to right now. So I always like to keep an open door. Like, although I'm extremely busy, I'm not too busy to where the point where I start ignoring, or I don't pay attention to little things like that, because there are a lot of friends that watch me. And they feel like they can't even talk to me. They're like, hey, I feel like I can't even reach out to you. So
that happens to me a lot. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, okay, what do I need to do to make sure that people know that you can
feel like I'm approachable? Yeah.
Yeah. You can approach me. Send me a DM, shoot me a text message. Now, you know, I am busy, so I do try to, you know, get back to people as soon as possible. But I definitely want people out there to know, because there are a lot of other entrepreneurs out there that are really struggling. I know that for a fact. I feel like they have no one to talk to. But hey, my DMs are always open. Slide in the DMs.
Hey, you're the first. I think you're one of the first people that said that on this podcast. I appreciate that, man. And guys, I'm going to second that. If there's anybody listening to this that you feel like you're completely lost and you have no idea in which direction to head, reach out to us on social. We do what we can. I talk to people throughout the week. Just yesterday, I had a Zoom call with a guy in Romania. He was awesome. he was doing extremely well, and he's just trying to pick up his career. And we just do that. I mean, somebody did it for me when I was young and got misguided and lost maybe in certain aspects of my life. Sometimes you need somebody to help you out. So Vance is here. I'm here. Guys, reach out to us on social media. That's Vance Fundura on Instagram or Facebook. Alex Quinn on Instagram. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. See you guys next week.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.